Hello, and welcome to the first episode of The Girls Club. Welcome, new members. This is my podcast, and it's also my club, and you are in my bed. And if you're audio only, well, I'm in your ears. I'm in your head. I'm in your brain. I'm sitting on your brain. I'm talking into your ears. Do you like it? Some people have told me that I have quite a bad voice, while others enjoy my voice. So it's about 50-50 out here. This is episode one. I'm just getting started with this thing. I'm figuring out the flow, figuring out how I want to do it. So bear with me. Take it easy on me. And at the end of the day, it's my club, so I can kick you out whenever I want. I'm just kidding. I love you. Don't leave. Please stay. I'm not going to tell you too much about myself, I feel like, in the first episode, because chances are you came across this. Here's my theory. Here's what I think this is going to happen. Either I post a TikTok clip, it goes mega viral. That probably won't happen for a long time. Number two, you're here from a podcast that I did with my friend that I did for 2 years called Society 97. And you're like, what the fuck happened to that thing? By the way, this is going to be an explicit podcast. So if you do not like cursing, I'm so sorry, but I can't help it. I swear like a sailor. My mom didn't raise me like that. I don't know where it came from. It just happened. So I'm so sorry. But anyways, if you're here from Society 97, thank you. I love you. I hope that you guys stick around with me. I hope that you like this podcast, and I hope that you like me enough to be here, because I know I'm just one half of that whole production, but it was time to make a change. And what did Michael Jackson say? I'm gonna make a change. And so just like Michael Jackson, we are here. In what looks like a children's bedroom. I'm sorry, that was dark. Too early in the podcast. Anyways, this is just going to be a podcast of me talking into a camera in my bed, calling it The Girls Club. The name of The Girls Club really came along because I have two brothers, no sisters, and I always felt like I needed, or I wanted to be part of like a club, girls only, because when you grow up with two brothers, it's like you never have just like that girl space, that girl time. So my mom and me and my dog is a girl. Well, my dog at the time was also a girl, but she died. She was the OG member of the Girls Club. Rest in peace to Lucy. But yeah, it was just me, my mom, and my dog, and we called it the Girls Club. And now the Girls Club is really anything where there's only girls. And it doesn't have to be exclusively girls. But toxic men are just not welcome at my club. Really, you're not. Get the fuck out. If you're not toxic, welcome. I can't imagine too many men will listen to this, because I don't think that a lot of men enjoy my presence. I don't know why. I'm quite enjoyable to me personally. But yeah, so we started using that name, the Girls Club or Girls Club, my whole life. And yeah, it's really just turned into something that I've always said whenever I am in a space with women, I just call it the Girls Club. And so I thought, you know what? That's what I'm going to call my podcast, because I'm a white woman. And of course I have a podcast. A little bit more about me, I guess. I said I wasn't going to get into too much, but I feel like it's episode one. So I got to give you a little bit, because if not, you're like, who is this bitch and why am I here? How did I get here? You probably got here because the viral TikTok clip, like I mentioned, that's going to be super mega viral. Society 97. Or I don't know, maybe Apple or Spotify is feeling super generous. And they said, look at this new podcast with this crazy cover art. let's push her. Let's push her on the algorithm. And maybe you got here. So welcome. My name's Emily. I go by Starnzy on social media. It's a combination of my last name and my first name. My last name is Starnz. And then I took the EY, the first letter of my first name, the last letter of my first name, and I popped them on the end, Starnzy. I go by that on social media because a girl named Emily Starnz killed a cab driver in 2012. And so if you Google that name for a long time, that's all that came up. And I thought, in my delusional head, I said, one day I really want to be somebody. I want to be somebody big. I want to make it in the big leagues. But it's really hard to do that when you share a name with a murderer. So on social media, I'm Starnzy. That is my name on everything, if you're interested to follow me. If you want to follow the podcast, go ahead and do that. It's thegirlsclub.pod on Instagram. I'm going to make a TikTok, but I'm filming this in the past. And I'm making the TikTok in the future. So I'm going to have to do a bit of time traveling here because you're going to hear this in my future. But it's going to be my past past. So the thing is, I don't know what the TikTok's going to be called. I hope it's going to be called thegirlsclub.pod because that's what the Instagram is called. But if that username is taken, then I'm fucked. I'll call it what I call it, but I'll definitely link it in the show notes. So go check that out. The episodes will also be available on YouTube. So if you want to see my sick studio space, which is literally just my bedroom, I'm in my bed and I'm in daytime clothes. And if that is too much for you, if that's triggering for you, then I'm sorry, because like this probably isn't the show for you. Here's the thing. I'm a really clean person, okay? I bathe. And I clean my clothes. And I wash my sheets. I'm not sitting on my sheets, okay? I'm sitting on my comforter. Does the comforter touch my body? Yeah, but you know what? It's my life, it's my bed, it's my rules, it's my club. And if you don't like it, leave. I'm just kidding, please don't leave. Anyway, so for this episode, here's the thing. Like everybody who's Gen Z, I was born in 1997, so I am the OG Gen Z, as one might say. I'm the first year of Gen Z. A lot of Gen Zers don't think I'm Gen Z. They think I'm millennial, which is actually really hurts my feelings. Because I definitely identify more with Gen Z, but recently I have been listening to a lot of NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys, and it is damn near the only thing that gives me serotonin these days. I hate to admit that. But it's really true. That and Roblox YouTube videos. So that is the dichotomy of my personality, right? We have NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, millennial cringe. But they're not millennial cringe. They're my boys. But then I also really enjoy watching Roblox YouTubers. So it's just, it's quite confusing with the Gen Z millennial. I don't know. Throughout the week, I have like hella notes. Hella, that's a pretty millennial thing to say. I got hella notes. I keep a lot of notes in my phone. I write things down often. I also have ADHD, which is not surprising considering I'm Gen Z white woman with podcast. I feel like that's just like it has ADHD diagnosis. Like that's just, it's kind of like all hand in hand, you know? It's like on my resume, on my LinkedIn. It's all on there. I'm not lying. That's really there. I just write things down throughout the week. So that's kind of just how this podcast is. Sometimes I might have a guest, sometimes I might not. Most of the times I probably won't. Because if I'm being honest, I could talk into the nether for forever. And some people might not enjoy that, and that's okay. It's not the show for them. But for me, it's just what it is. I like talking and I love looking into this camera. I feel like I'm looking into like an eyeball, a giant eyeball. It's scanning me. You know, in like spy movies where they're like scanning their eye and then it lets them in. You know, that exists in real life. You're probably like, yeah, of course it does. But it does. It really does exist in real life. It's quite interesting. But anyways, that's what this camera is giving me. I feel like it's scanning my eyes and I'm about to get let into the most dope club in the world, the Girls Club. Full circle moment right there. Anyways, so I just have some stuff written down. We might get to all of them and we might not. It just depends how long I ramble on it. But welcome to the Girls Club. This is episode one, and I hope you like it. So I started, you know, really posting on the internet seriously, like trying to make a career out of this, like almost 3 years ago is when I first started. Like I said, I started a podcast with my friend almost 3 years ago. That's over now. So sad. The last episode actually came out on the first episode of this because I wanted to transition my audience here. I wanted to get as many people from my last show as possible to come to here. And not that I'm taking advantage of you guys, but I had to start somewhere and I love you and I'm happy you're here. But anyways, so where was I going with this? Okay. My thought went out of my head. It circled the room once and it came back in and now we're here. But I started posting seriously on the internet, like actually trying really hard and like cringing at myself and like people cringe at me for sure. I had a lot of people say, "What are you doing? What is that?" And by a lot of people, I mean about six, because my circle is very small, right? Why else do you think I started my own club in my room with a camera and lights talking into nothing, you know? Circle small. I keep it small. I have my friends and they're close to my heart. And outside of that, you know, the world is just open and I'm living in it and I'm not really networking. I'm not a big networking gal. You know, I like to put myself out there on the internet, but I don't like to really put myself out there IRL because people scare me. People scare the shit out of me. But anyways, started existing on the internet about 3 years ago. And what that means is I've been posting a lot of videos on TikTok, on YouTube, what have you. Something that I started getting commented on in real life was people who had only seen me on the internet, had only seen me via Instagram, via TikTok, via YouTube, and had met me in real life. And I've been told this. I've kind of been told this my whole life, honestly, like even from like before I even did any of this, but I would just like post on Instagram or whatever, that I'm better looking in person. And that's a statement that, you know, I don't really know how to feel about it. I feel like it's a compliment. I feel like people mean it as a compliment, like to be like, "Oh my God, like, you're okay. You're okay in person." They don't say that. They say stuff like, "Oh, you're so pretty. You're so hot. I want to like have sex with you." That's what everybody has told me. But no, seriously, I get that comment a lot. I get like, "You are more attractive in person." And I just want to know, like, what does that mean? And furthermore, I know. And that's the thing. I know. I take pictures. I feel like, you know, every person who's hotter in person takes mirror pics. And quote me on that, because the thing about taking a picture in a mirror, I don't know what it is. It's like that extra level of screen. You have the phone, then you have the mirror, and then you have like, you're looking at it on a screen, right? It's three screens, kind of, technically not, but you know what I'm saying. But like, I don't know why I'm just not photogenic. And the thing is, what's so interesting about that is I have grown up being like a dancer. I was a dancer my whole life. And so like, I have always like known how to like be performative, you know, how to like do facials. I'm like very aware of like, you know, when to turn it on. I don't know why I can't take a photo to save my fucking life. I'm always the girl who like, I'll take a picture of the group. And then when somebody's like, "Do you want like me to take a picture of you?" I'm like, "No, I'm okay. I'm really okay." Because if I'm not taking the photo myself and I'm not doing all the angles myself and like whatever, like it's never going to come out good. And I don't know what it is. It's like the moment a camera gets put on me and they're like, "Look sexy, hot, beautiful," I look like ugly, crazy, horrible. Tattoo that on your chest. Ugly, crazy, horrible. But the thing is like, I don't know how to do it. I've watched countless, and this is embarrassing to say, but it's like countless TikToks of people telling you how to pose, of being like, "If you stand like this, you're going to get the most flattering angle of all time." And I do it and it looks crazy. I look like a swamp monster. And I just don't get it. I'm not photogenic. And then But also, I found that when I was using dating apps, which this is, it's been years since I've used a dating app, if I'm being quite honest, like that's just not my thing really. I'm too socially awkward. B, I just am terrified of people. And C, everybody on that shit's ugly. You know, and I think that they probably think that about me too, because I can't take a photo to save my fucking life. And I definitely don't take photos with my friends, because every time I take a photo with my friend, I look like I've never met them before. It looks like I'm taking a photo with a complete stranger because I do not know how to pose. I look so incredibly awkward. And I think this all started when I was young and I would put my hand on my hip. Remember that? We'd put our hand on our hip in every photo and like push our elbow forward. That was like the antithesis of eating and slang. And I think because of that, it has now force fed this like concept in my head, looking back on those type of photos where I'm like, I know I'm going to look bad in every photo ever. So I'm going to jeopardize, or what is it called? Self-jeopardize, or what's the word I'm trying to say here? I don't know. We'll say self-sabotage. I feel like I self-sabotage every time I try to take a photo, because I'm like, in my head, I already know this is not going to look good. And so I go into the photo and it just never gives. And it's very frustrating because I want to, you know, look good on the internet. I'm trying to turn this into some sort of career. I don't know, at some point that would be nice. And it's hard to sell ugly. It really is. And I'm not saying I'm ugly. I don't think I'm ugly in the slightest, but something about me in the lens of a camera, it just never really gives what it needs to give. And it's really disappointing. So if anybody has any tips on like how to not look crazy in front of a camera, that would be helpful, which is actually so interesting because one of my cousins is a photographer and she took my senior photos in college. And the whole time she was like giving me great instruction on like how to stand, how to pose, where to smile, where to look, how to turn my head. And I was like really, really, really convinced that I was going to look at these photos and see like fucking Naomi Campbell, to see like just a supermodel. And what I saw, girl, flop era. Every photo was flop era. Now, I did have really bad extensions clipped into my head, and I also did just get lip filler at the time. I was 22. I was 22, man. COVID had started, and my hair was fried. I was blonde, and I had clip-in extensions because I had to chop all my hair off, and I hated it, and I thought I was going to eat and slay, and I didn't. I failed. I flopped. So, I don't know. Yeah, even my cousin, who's a photographer, couldn't get me to eat on camera, you know? So, I don't know what it is. I think it's just, like, I don't know. I'm also blind in one of my eyes, so I feel like I never know, like, how to look. I'm so scared I'm gonna have a lazy eye in photos because I have a lazy eye. I really do. Whenever I used to drink, I don't drink. I have a problem with alcohol. Whoa, that got dark. I don't drink, but when I did used to drink, and every time there would be a video of me or a photo of me, not only was I doing the most embarrassing things humanly possible, but I did have a lazy eye too. So it was just not, it was like never good. Like imagine being hit on at a bar, because that was me. Like, I don't know. I was giving like creep. I was giving like bar creep, like the way I would go up to men and just like slut myself out for a vodka soda, you know, pop my pussy for a tequila shot. I was really just that girl, you know, sloppy, sloppy, sloppy drunk. And on top of that, like, imagine that girl, you know, everybody's picturing in their head that girl. She's got some stupid ass fucking outfit on, like the scarf top. I'm just describing myself, by the way. So I'm not shitting on any girls specifically. I'm literally describing myself. And if you went out with me during this era of my life, you would know this is the shit I was wearing, which is just crazy. I look back at these photos, I'm like, oh my God. But I thought I was like the fashion queen of the century. Scarf top, fucking chunky Converse, or God, just like some heels, some really high heels, some jeans with holes in them, and a lazy eye and hyperhidrosis. You know, imagine that girl coming up to you at the bar and trying to hit on you. The thing is, men are so fucking easy, because even that, even me, sloppy McLazy eye, it was just free drink city. And it is crazy though to look back at videos like that and be like, wow, you really let that eye go, girl. You know, when people talk about like, you know, when you start drinking, you forget to hold your stomach in. Like, that was me, but with my lazy eye. I would forget to like, you know, really try to hyper focus and not let that thing go. And it was wild. It was wild. And it was wilding that I was wilding out. Nick Cannon wilding out that I was doing that. But yeah, just not the most photogenic gal. And I feel like a lot of people might be able to relate to that. But I've always been told I'm more attractive in person. So if you're watching this video and you're like, wow, that girl is not it, come to my house and look me in the face. And you might like what you see. Yeah. My address is, so I recently moved. And by recently, I mean about 3 months ago. So I don't know, you know, what your frame of time is. For me, 3 months is not that long ago. But for some people, that might feel like a really long time. You know, in eighth grade, 3 months feels like forever, because you would be posting on your Facebook, like, happy 3 months anniversary to me in Bay. And you look back on that and you're like, 3 months, wow. Okay, number two, you're 13. Chill out, girl. Chill out. My eighth grade boyfriend had braces. Feels good to say that out loud, to admit that to the world. He did have braces. And we did have our first kiss in Journey to the Center of the Earth 2, featuring Dwayne The Rock Johnson and, I believe, Josh Hutcherson. Which, actually, this is a great segue into another topic that I wanted to discuss, which is the Gale versus PETA and the PETA to lesbian pipeline. And now hear me out. If you go look back, you know, to Team Gale, Team PETA, Team Gale versus Team PETA, I feel like there's a strong correlation between the girls who liked PETA, who have henceforth, you know, come out as lesbian. And I can say this because my roommate is lesbian. So don't be like, nah, the gay police over here. No. See, I'm straight, and I was always Team Gale. Even though he was a bit toxic, you know, I feel like Josh Hutcherson is just very lesbian coded. And me and my roommate have talked about this recently, and she was talking about how she used to love like Bridge to Terabithia. And I was like, yeah, I mean, that was a good movie. I remember watching it. And if I just unlocked a memory for you, you're welcome. Go check that shit out. I don't want to watch it now because I feel like it would not live up to the hype at all. But anyways, yeah, Josh Hutcherson, I think he's just very like lesbian coded. And I don't know what that means, really. But I was never a huge Jay Hutch fan. I mean, I thought he was fine. You know what I mean? But I was never attracted to the man. So what does that say about him? Is he a bit more feminine looking? Maybe. But I also like men that look a bit womanly from time to time. But you know who I don't know. Because, you know, Timothée Chalamet is like the it boy. The it boy right now. I don't get it. To me, I don't understand. But I do understand that a lot of women do like him. I think I like his personality. I think that's fun. But attraction-wise, it's not really there. And then there's a couple other people who I feel like are very like gay-coded, lesbian-coded, or maybe bisexual. I don't know. You know, but somewhere in the alphabet community, you start to realize, I think you start to put things together with characters that you liked as a child. And now you're like, oh, I guess that makes sense. Another one, not character, not actor, but musician. I would say Jesse McCartney is pretty maybe bisexual coded. I feel like the girls who like Jesse McCartney now, beatbox a bit. So from time to time. But they also may like dick a bit. Because I feel like Jesse McCartney also was very much like teenage heartthrob type whatever. I feel like if you liked Ryan Sheckler, you're definitely straight. If you thought Ryan Sheckler was hot, you're definitely straight. Which, that's pretty obvious. Like skater boy, whatever. I feel like skater boys give straight vibes because they're kind of dirty and smelly and gross. And the only people who could put up with that shit would be straight women. Including myself. I've definitely had my fair share of smelly boys that I've dated. One guy I dated had IBS really bad, and it was really disgusting, actually, because I hate when people fart or burp. I think it's so gross. Like, it grosses me out so bad. And people are like, oh, it's so natural. Everybody does it. I don't care. Do that in your room when you're alone. Go do that in a private place, but do not do that shit in front of me. Like, honestly, it's so disgusting. And so imagine my shock, my horror, my disgust when a boy that I was dating and actively fucking had IBS and was farting and releasing enough, you know, gas to probably contribute to carbon emissions in our atmosphere. And I'm not sure how that works, but I bet it's like him and Taylor Swift are like tied neck and neck for the most carbon emissions emitted. I haven't talked to him in a very, very, very long time because he was addicted to Xanax. And then he did cheat on me a lot. So I haven't talked to him since then, but he did fart a lot and poop a lot. And there was a road trip that we were on once, and he almost shit his pants like 3 times during it. And he ended up getting a speeding ticket because he had to poop so bad. So shout out to all my IBS queens out there. If you're an IBS queen, I feel for you. I see you. I hear you. And that just fucking sucks. But if you ever fart in front of me, I'll shoot you in the head with a gun. I'm just joking. I don't even have a gun. I've never even touched a gun. I'm not a big gun person. Personally, I don't see the purpose. And I know people are always like, oh, these liberals are taking away our guns and they're doing, you know, they don't want us to have our amendment rights or, you know, constitution and shit. But at the end of the day, like, do you need it? And maybe you say, yes, I do. I do enjoy shooting that thing in the air. I think if I ever got a gun, how do we get on guns? That's crazy. I think if I ever had a gun, I would want it. I feel like I can't put this on YouTube, can I? I don't know. I would definitely want it to be pink. Pink gun. Is it pink? This Glock is pink, bitch. Yeah, and I feel like the only thing I would do with it is like unload it into the air. And people be doing that around where I live, or at least I hope that's what they're doing. Because sometimes you hear gunshots at night and it's like, what is that? For the longest time, when I lived close to downtown, I live in Nashville, not to dox myself, but that's where I abide. And I used to live close to downtown, across the river from like the football stadium. And I used to think that they were practicing doing fireworks like every weeknight. And then I thought to myself, now, Emily, why would a NFL football team be practicing their firework performance every single night? Does that make sense? And why does it only last about 20 seconds? And why does it happen about every couple of hours? And that's the time that I gaslit myself into thinking that there wasn't just active shootings happening around my apartment complex. Yeah, the sound of gunshots is just something that, like, you really can't escape, I feel like, in this day and age. You know, it's just shoot them if you got them, like I always say. But yeah, back to the gay thing. I think Justin Bieber was also one of these people, is what I've learned from a lot of people who are either bisexual or they're fully lesbian. It's like that was the J. Biebs girls. And like, I really like Justin Bieber, but you know what? I didn't have like an obsession with him. I actually had a weird obsession with when I was younger, Michael Jackson. And I don't know why, but I do remember where I was, and I remember exactly what's happening in my life when Michael Jackson died. I was at my friend Hannah and Lauren's house, and we were hanging out with their babysitter, Karen. I'm just doxing all these people. We were hanging out, and she runs into the room. She says, "Michael Jackson just died." And I said, "No! No!" And I cried. I cried when Michael Jackson died. And looking back on it now, that was extremely dramatic of me. You know, I did not even exist really during times when he was like making music. I mean, he like had albums come out later, but he wasn't like that. It was not his prime in 2000 and when was this? 2011? When did Michael Jackson die? I don't know. Tell me in the comments. But yeah, I don't know why I had the obsession with Michael Jackson. I think it's because I had his documentary, Michael Jackson, This Is It, or Michael Jackson, The Experience, like something like that. Maybe The Experience was the Wii game where it was like Just Dance, but Michael Jackson version. But I watched his documentary like a million times. And this was before I was diagnosed with ADHD. And I feel like it's like things like this is when my parents should have been like, something is up with her. Something's a little bit weird, because why has she watched the Michael Jackson This Is It documentary 6 times this week? 6 times. Yeah, it was a very odd time. I also did that with the Spider-Man franchise. Not the new ones, the Tobey Maguire Spider-Mans. I could probably quote those movies if I'm being honest. They were not that good. They were not that good, but I don't know what it was about it. It's like something about it. It's just like, I couldn't get away from it. I couldn't get enough. I really couldn't get enough. And I'm having that right now with 90s boy bands circling back. I don't know what it is. It's like something about when I hear their songs, it makes me feel something inside that I've never felt before. I've never experienced before. And I really like it. And I think, you know, I would have been feral. I would have been insane. I would have been crazy if this was happening right now. And that's where I look at K-pop stans. And I'm like, I fucking get it, guys. I understand. Like, I listen to some K-pop, but I'm not like I don't know anything about the individual K-pop idols. Like, I don't know anything about that world. I'm not educated at all. The only thing I know is Jungkook is fucking you Monday through Sunday. You know what I mean? That's all I know. But I don't know anything about the lore. I don't know about the groups. I don't know about the idols. I don't know about like the what is it? Like the, not member titles, but you know, where it's like the dancer, the rapper, the singer, the oldest one. You know, I don't know anything about it. But I've been going on deep dives. Today I watched 6 Backstreet Boys music videos. You know, and to me that's a bit unhealthy. That's a bit weird. But at the same time, I'm like, why not? And I realize I share a birthday with one of the Backstreet Boys members. Oh God, what's his name? It's the scary looking one. The one with the hair. It was like just a very thin, like chin strap-esque beard. And he had black hair, blue, piercing blue eyes, a bit scary blue eyes. Let me look up his name. Oh, don't worry. It's literally my first thing on my Google right now, because I was Googling just about the members because I was just curious. Kevin Richardson, me and him share birthday October 3rd. If your birthday's also October 3rd, happy birthday to us in some months. Yeah, but the fact that I'm discovering, like, I've always known who the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC were, obviously. You know what I mean? I was also a dancer, so I had dances to some of their songs, like, that were mixed into other dances because my dance teacher is a millennial, you know? So, like, she grew up listening to that stuff. So, I don't know, but, like, I'm discovering them now at 26 years old, and I'm like, I get it. I get the K-pop girls and the obsession that they have with these K-pop groups, because I truly feel like if I was 17 and listening to this shit, I'd probably have to get like a fucking, like I'd probably be put on like some sort of list. for their concerts. Where it's like, do not let this bitch in. She's crazy. She's psychotic. And the thing is, you know what's so crazy? Is like, none of them were that hot. Like, really, if I'm being honest, like, Justin Timberlake was probably the most attractive one in NSYNC. And I don't know, Nick Carter and Backstreet Boys, like, they were cute, but I wouldn't be like, wow, sexy, hot, whatever. And so, like, the mystery of it all. So now, and you look at these K-pop idols, and they are all fire flames attractive because the beauty standards in Korea are just unreal. I get it, girls. I get why you have, like, their pictures in your phone cases and, like, your car and, like, everywhere. I get why you have this shit all over your house because, like, I would too. I literally would too. I never had that era where I would, like, have the posters up in my room for bands that I liked. Yeah, I really wish I went through that because I think that that would be something that I would really thoroughly have gone into an insane fandom for if I was like, if they were making music when I was that age and it was like lit. Because I think the Backstreet Boys made music until like 2019 or some shit. Like, I don't know. They've been making music for forever. But like after their like 90s and like early 2000s stuff is kind of just like... kind of mid-city, if I'm being honest. It like wasn't my favorite thing ever. Okay, so this is a topic that like I guess is a bit more serious. Because aside from me just rambling for an hour, I do want to have some like a bit of discourse about, you know, topics and things. And I want to have some like a bit of like nuanced conversations around things. And not that this is going to be in any way, shape, or form an educational podcast because, like, I'm pretty dumb. But I do want to have, like, some meaningful conversation from time to time. So I was thinking about this the other day because I feel like as women and having friendships with other women, I don't know. How do I word this without just sounding like a cunt? Your friends are going to date some fucking... loser dudes, and that's just how it's gonna go because you yourself will also date some loser dudes if you're a straight woman or a bisexual woman. Like, you're gonna date some loser men, and if you're gay, you'll probably date some loser women, and if you're a gay guy, you'll probably date some loser men too. And if you're a straight guy, wait, if you're a straight man, why are you here? You know, that's the real question. But anyway, so your friends are gonna date some loser guys, and the thing is, like, you can't really say shit about it because when you do, you become the bad guy. You become the person that's like, well, you just don't get it because he's like this and the blah, blah, blah. And it's like, okay, I hear you. I hear you. I hear you. I get it. I get it. I get it. I get it. But I think there's this thing that I've realized at the age of 26 that I am now. And I think the thing about me, I really truly believe that this has a lot to do with the fact that I grew up with men in my life because I have two brothers and my dad, and like I didn't have any girls in my family, really, in my immediate family besides my mom. So I think because of that, I have always seen men just doing what they do best. And a lot of that is just, you know, kind of sucking. And not that my brothers suck or my dad sucks, but I see men for just people. And they do things that is so average and so mid, and they don't deserve to be placed on this like pedestal that society places them on. And I've seen that clearly my whole life. There's definitely points in my life where I did place men, you know, on this pedestal because I was a teenage girl and I had fucking emotional insecurities and I was insecure about myself and whatever, and I needed male validation, but I haven't needed that in a really long time. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact because I was raised with men, and like I see men just like our guys being dudes, you know what I mean? Like, they're not deserving of like a million chances. They're not deserving of like your pity or your forgiveness over and over and over for like being lame or mid or like shitty people. And so for me, like, I don't understand. It's like, I do understand, but I don't. When women center men in their lives, whether that be their partner or just men in general, in terms of like doing things for the male gaze, for male validation, or bringing women down because they think it will position themselves higher in the eyes of guys. And that's been something that, as at this age of my life, has been really like eye-opening for me to realize, because I'm seeing in my friendships with people and seeing in, you know, maybe the wake of friendships past of people I don't really talk to anymore, it all really has to do with men. And it's like, if the people who were my friends have a man in their life and they center men in their life, you don't hear from those people anymore. You stop hearing from them. They stop hitting you up. They stop texting you. They stop inviting you to things. They stop accepting invitations when you invite them to things. They're kind of just MIA. And then something goes bad. And then they hit you up and they want to hang out and they want to do all these things and whatever. And it's just so interesting because I have other friends who are like me in my mindset of, I can love somebody and be best friends with my partner and hang out with them all the time, but still have relationships with women and still have time that I want to spend with my female counterparts and my friends and do things with them. And I have a few friends who are like that, and our friendships are still really great and they're still really strong. And I hear from them all the time. Like, one of my best friends, I have her photo on my little side table right here. She moved after high school. She went to college in a different state, and she's always been so great about, you know, putting her friendships with women. She's like always made it a really great point to reach out to her friends, to me, to the people in her life. Like, and she has a brother. So I think it's something to do with, like, when you have a brother, you like see that, like, you can be in a relationship with a man, but like they are not everything in the world and a slice of bread and more. And you can still have friendships with your girlfriends and do things with your girls without him, without needing his approval to do things, because you don't exist solely for male validation. Does that make sense? Am I just rambling? Because I feel like it's crazy how some people will say that they think this way, and then the moment that they get in a relationship with somebody, they go ghost. You don't see them. You don't talk to them. And it's just, it sucks, because when you don't do that in your life, like, I think for me, I think that the thing that's hard about it for me is, even when I've dated men, I've never put them at a place that keeps me from seeing my friends or hanging out with my friends or reaching out to my friends or talking to my friends. And I don't know what it is that switches on in some women's brains that it's like, I can't do both at the same time. And I really think it does go back to the whole, like, if I'm not devoting all of my attention and affection to you, then like I'm doing something wrong as a partner, which just isn't true, you know? And like, it sucks. It really does suck, because at this point in life, you wouldn't think that people are still doing this, but it just does happen. And I'm not trying to point the blame at anybody, because I think the part about it that is the hardest is, like, you don't know you're doing it. You don't realize you're doing it until either the relationship ends and you come back to your friends and you realize, like, man, I'm so sorry. Or you're not sorry, but you just, like, I think you do realize, you have a moment of self-reflection and you see, like, how absent you were for a lot, because all the people around you have changed. They've done things and, like, you know, you haven't been a part of their lives and a couple years or a couple months or whatever, however long your relationship's been. If it was like my 8th grade relationship, it was like 4-month check-ins. Hey, 4-month anniversary. And I thought that was the biggest thing in the world. And that's probably about the last time in my life that I put men on a pedestal. 8th grade. But yeah, it does kind of suck. And I think having brothers and having a dad who's present in your life and not having maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's because I didn't have sisters. I sought out friendships with women. And where it's like with men, it was easy for me to make friends with boys because I think of my brothers, but I never cared about their opinions of me. And I never gave a fuck if like I broke up with a boy and I was like, I'd be sad for a little bit, but then I kind of move on because I'm just like, men are just not that, there's just a million, you know? And I think when you don't center men in your life, you're able to do that. And I think dating also becomes a lot more difficult because you don't have like this need to have a partner because you don't need validation from anybody because you have that for yourself. And you definitely don't need it from men because you've got that with the people in your life, and your validation should always come internally, and any extra validation that you might need or confidence that you might get from other people, like, can come from your friends or whatever. And so, yeah, I don't know. I just thought that was like a something I've been realizing recently is that I think the reason why I get so frustrated when friendships kind of fizzle out because people get into relationships with guys is like, I don't get why it's hard to do both. And maybe that is a lack of empathy on my end, but I also think it's tiring to be the single friend and to always be the person who is reaching out and trying to do things with your friend and being like the like shoulder to cry on or the person who is always like the therapist, and then to be ghosted. And then it's like, oh, when you need something, then they come back. And yeah, I just like, I was thinking about that the other day. Not because of anything specifically. It was just more of like a thought that I had and a realization that I came to because I'm not actively dating. I'm not really trying to date. I would like to have sex. I would like to fuck. Like, I'm going to be completely honest. Like, it's been a minute. It's been a minute. I've been seeing a trend on TikTok about like guys having, it's called like girl sober, where they like take a break from having sex from women or having relationships with women. And not in an incel way, and more of like a healthy way where it's like, I should figure my shit out. You know, maybe I should do some self-discovery. I should do some work. I should find things in my life that give me validation outside of women, which is amazing. I think that's awesome. I think that's healthy. I think that's great. But I have been boy sober for a very, very, very long time. To the point where like, before I go to bed, I'm like thinking about men in my life who like, are just like, so I would never have in the past thought of that about them. But it's because like, I'm just like horny and like, I don't want to date any of them. Like the thought of dating somebody sounds terrible right now. It just sounds miserable. It sounds so like, ugh. But the thought of doing it with somebody, now that I can get behind. But yeah, I've been in my state of horniness, I have been getting I've been acting a bit like a man because I've been recently liking guys' Instagram stories, which is an ick that I have for myself. Like, I am so embarrassed that I've been doing that. But like, honestly, like shooters gotta shoot, you know what I mean? And you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. And for me, that's like taking a shot. Because I feel like for guys, that's what they think too. Like, why else do they like your story? Why else do they send the fire emoji? Why else are they like sliding up saying some shit? Like, they're trying to smash. So like, I'm just playing their game back at them. But full circle, because I probably look better in person. Sometimes I don't think it's received great. I think they're like, oh, hey, bestie. Thanks for the like on the story. And I think they think I'm their like number one fan, their number one supporter. But in reality, I just want to do it with them. Yeah, I want to sleep with them. That's where we're at this point. Yeah, is that crude? Is that vain? Is that Is that wrong? Is it wrong of me to like a man's Instagram story with the sole purpose of like trying to hit it? Trying to get this box munched? Trying to go to Pound Town? I mean, I don't think so. The issue is, it's not getting received well. And I think the issue with flirting via social media, via Instagram, is that it all feels very fake. You know, I think you can take that first leap and you can shoot that shot, but I don't think the person on the other side of the phone thinks it's real. You know, because I mean, the same way that me, like if a guy likes my Instagram story, I'm kind of like, okay, loser, biggest loser on the planet. Meanwhile, I'm doing the same shit. I'm hitting them up. I'm liking that story. But that's the extent of that I'm willing to go, you know, because at the end of the day, I have like three different vibrators. And at this point, I've gotten a little too good at doing my thing, if you know what I'm saying. And that's definitely not a flex. At this point, that's embarrassing because it's been so long since I've done it with a person and not just myself. So I don't know. I don't know if it's like horny girl season or what. Like, I don't know what's in the air. Maybe it's because I'm like getting past the age that of like peak fertility. So like maybe it's my like womanly instinct to like bear a child. That's probably what all the Christians would say. The conservatives in the world are like, it's because God is wanting you to have a baby. A baby. I could never be a mother right now. We would be living in like a van down by the river. with the type of money that I have at this point, if I had to bring a kid into this world, absolutely not. My friend's having a baby and she's just in a completely different place in life. You know what I mean? She owns a house. She's got that house. She's got like pets. She's like got it. She's done it and she's about to pop. I texted her today and she's like they're inducing labor. I'm like, holy shit. You're having a baby. And in my head, we're still 19 years old. So how does that work out? You're a teen mom. And then I have to realize, like, we're 26. Whoa, that's crazy. So yeah, I don't know. I think this summer is a summer, a slut summer. I'm trying to have a slutty summer. The issue is I don't go outside. So how do you meet men? And I refuse to use a dating app. And I'm scared of men in real life. So I don't know how that's going to work out. And I think that's why all the people I have crushes on are not real. You know, they're like fake characters and TV shows that I watch. And imagine setting up the perfect scenario before you go to bed. You know, I don't know if anybody else does this that listens to the show. I know people do this, but like, I don't know how you guys are, how strange your minds are, how messed up you are. But like sometimes I just can't go to bed unless I imagine like the perfect scenario. And recently that has been with a two-dimensional character, and I'm ashamed to say it, but it's true. So also, yeah, if you didn't know, I watch anime. I feel like anybody who knows me knows that, but if you somehow stumbled across this thing, you're like, what the fuck is she talking about? I watch anime, a lot of anime. Okay. And yeah. My crushes are all characters from animes. And they're hot. And they're hot as fuck. And like, I don't know what they're putting in those colored pencils these days that are that are churning out that type of sex appeal. That energy of just manly hotness. But they're putting something in there. They're really doing the most at these animation studios. And let me tell you, like, it's... It, like, I shouldn't have a crush on, you know, like a cartoon character, but it's like where we're at right now because I'm so void of human touch. So anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed episode one of the Girls Club. If you enjoyed the show, if you could like the show, rate the show, whatever you're on, if you're on Apple Podcasts, if you could rate and review the show, That would be awesome. If you're on Spotify, you can also rate the show, I believe. I think maybe you can review now. I know that in the past you could only rate, but I don't know. Rate, hate, date. Like for a TBH, and I will give you a TBH. Subscribe to the podcast on YouTube. It's actually going to be on my personal YouTube. So it's at, if you look up Starnzy on YouTube, that's where you'll find the episodes to this. I'll also link the episodes out into the description of the show and to the show notes. So you can go to the YouTube there. And that's where I'll link all the socials as well. So if you want to follow the TikTok, like I said, that's not made yet. So I'll link that in here. If you want to follow us on Instagram, and us, I mean me, it's thegirlsclub.pod on the gram. And my Instagram is Starnzy. And that's how it is on all social medias. If you want to follow me on TikTok as well, I make like little comedy, stupid videos there. Or I just make videos rambling, kind of like this. So if you can't get enough of this, if you can't wait until next Thursday, go follow me on TikTok. Go check it out. I hope to see you guys next week at our second meeting, our second episode. Bring your friends, bring your family, and leave your boyfriends at home. Seriously, they won't like this. They really are not going to enjoy it. If you guys have anything that you want me to talk about, feel free to let me know. DM me. And I hope you guys enjoyed the first episode. I'm really enjoying it. I'm enjoying making it. I'm enjoying the fact that I'm laying in my bed. And I love you. And I'll see you next time. Bye. The Girls Club. 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 The Girls Club.